is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers claimed on Thursday they are readying to start their government more than 2 weeks after the Islamist militia's capture of the capital, Kabul, brought a chaotic end to 20 years of war. The Taliban official said on social media a ceremony was being prepared at the presidential palace in Kabul, while another spokesman says a new government was a matter of a few days away. The militants have promised safe passage out of the country for any foreigners or Afghans left behind by the huge airlift, which ended when U.S. troops withdrew on Monday. Qatar's foreign minister said Thursday the Gulf state was talking with the Taliban and Turkey about potential technical support to restart operations at Kabul Airport, which would facilitate humanitarian assistance and possibly more evacuations. A Yemeni military official said Thursday 65 combatants have been killed in fighting after Yemen's Houthi rebels renewed an offensive on the last government stronghold in the country's oil-rich north. The Iran-backed rebels attacked pro-government positions south of the strategic city, making progress despite losing dozens of fighters in coalition airstrikes. It was the Houthis' first major offensive on the regional center since June, when 111 fighters on both sides died during 3 days of clashes. The resurgence in fighting comes after strikes on Yemen's largest airbase in the country's south killed at least 30 pro-government fighters on Sunday in the deadliest incident since December. Yemen's internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition, and the Houthis have been locked in war since 2014 when the insurgents seized the capital, Sana'a. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Thursday the humanitarian situation in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray is set to, quote, worsen dramatically and to deadly effect, blaming a so-called aid blockade for the escalating crisis. The UN's acting humanitarian coordinator for Ethiopia said in a statement, quote, stocks of relief aid, cash, and fuel are running very low or are completely depleted. Food stocks already ran out on the 20th of August, adding no trucks had been able to enter Tigray since August 22nd. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November, when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray to topple the Tigray's People Liberation Front, the regional ruling party, saying the move came in response to attacks on army camps. A swift victory was promised, but the war has dragged on for months, triggering a humanitarian crisis in Tigray that has left 400,000 people facing famine-like conditions, according to the United Nations. An African Union envoy announced on Thursday the suspension of the arrangement that had Johnson & Johnson shipping COVID-19 vaccine doses to Europe that had been packaged in South Africa. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said last month he was stunned by the arrangement, since Europe has very high vaccination rates, while even most people in Africa have not been vaccinated with one dose. At the time, the European Commission described it as a temporary agreement. The head of the African Union's disease control body also said Thursday the shots that were already sent to Europe would be returned. He says J&J had shipped less than 20 million doses to Europe, and the halting was partly due to interventions by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The European Union's Infectious Diseases Agency on Thursday urged countries to push ahead with their primary coronavirus vaccination programs and played down the need for booster shots to ward off the Delta variant among the general public. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said that approved vaccines are currently highly effective in limiting their impact of COVID-19. It said, quote, the priority now should be to vaccinate all those eligible individuals who have not yet completed their recommended vaccination course. After a slow start to Europe's vaccine drive, the EU's executive branch, the European Commission, announced this week that on average 70% of adults are fully vaccinated across the 27-nation bloc, but national vaccination rates vary, with Bulgaria and Romania notably slow with their programs. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.